I'm so bored. Excuse me. I'm bored. Stone like a mother. Oh, who's cooking tonight? Oh, that'd be Rodriguez. Oh, Rodriguez, he cooked like a mother. Cook like a mother. There's a commercial that the United States has on. And it's such a good freaking commercial because they want to say, cook like a motherfucker. So on this commercial, they're all like, cook like a mother. I love it because I'm always yelling, you know, fucker when they say it, you know. Potty mouth, we have potty mouth. Now, so like, okay, all the psychics are sending me all this stuff. I'm supposed to be doing this, but they're really super vague. And they keep telling me that I don't want to fucking blow it. And I don't like that shit because I've been forced to be alone through this entire transition. It has not been freaking cool. You know? I mean, it's like...
This is Mary Morrissey. And I'll be your guide through this meditation.
Uh-oh.
To help you open...
That's how fucked up I am. Yeah! I mean, dudes... They're telling me that it's like either do or die tomorrow, sink or swim. But none of them will tell me a fucking ground location on anything, right? So this is my pledge to all of you people who kicked me around when I really needed your help. I don't think me bowing out of a show is really going to hurt anyone now that I think about it. I think that's what people are expecting of me to do, you know, because, you know, I've been through such a, you know, a jacked up, really difficult, freaking, it's not fair of life. And I still haven't bowed down to their shit. My brothers, I still haven't, I haven't started slamming heroin, my mom, you know, I mean... I didn't become a prostitute, my dad. I mean, there's all kind. I got no nothing, right? And I love people. So now, you know, since we're at the end of the road on this game of life, and, you know, I felt like they all lied to me. I felt like life lied to me. I feel like I guess I'm just, you know, I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm supposed to go through this huge paradoxical transition tomorrow, and like spiritually and with my DNA, everything they said is going to be completely swiped out. But a lot of them are saying, like, they're like, I'd say about 7 to 9 out of 10 are all saying that it is tomorrow. I mean, I've got some psychics that are so pissed off at me, they're yelling at me to read their email, right? That's just wrong. I finally just started like breaking down and writing them all back. And I just started saying, you know what? You should be paying me to read your emails if I'm going to be the next big shit on this planet and help save human beings. Because that's what they're telling my job is going to be, to help save humans. You know? So I told them, you should be paying my ass. Fuck, look at my big job I have to do. And I knew I was going to go through some bullshit, you know, making this crossover with my DNA. But... Enough's enough. I just, you know, I can't take it. I'm not a goddess. I'm not a god. I didn't reincarnate myself to come all this way and just die. And you guys just fluff me along. You know? I don't know. Center. Maybe I need to center myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. All I know is this has been one bloody hell of a painful life. I hope that people can remember to always try to forgive somebody, no matter how big or how small. That'll keep your house tall. There's no kidding on that, that's for sure. So, I guess, I don't know how to prepare myself for this spiritual thing going on tomorrow, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, I know I have to do some really super heavy, deep meditation work. I have to fucking go in my subconscious mind and call out everything and stay there. It's so boring back there. You know what I'm saying? God. I sit there and play games with your stupid mind. It's like, oh my God. You know what? If I ever get into fucking brain power, I said, I'm going to fucking fix that with our subconscious mind. They're going to get their asses kicked for giving all of us a hard time with our straight minds. You are the ones that, you know, I was thinking maybe the brain needs to be turned the other way. I'm not quite sure. So anyways, so I know I have to go do hours and hours and hours and hours of breath work and meditation. I even had this one psyche made me promise to spend 3 hours on their shit tonight before I did anything else, before I go to bed. They wouldn't even continue with, you know, talking to me. They just said, oh, wait, hold on. You know what? We're going to have to get a prize guarantee on this, you know, man. And I'm all like, you know, I'm good for it. You guys. And then I said, I'm going to remember every motherfucking psychic who ever fucking fucked out at me right now in life. When I need anyone so bad right now. That's all I got to say. I mean, you can't even hide. I'm going to be that fucking livid. You know what I'm saying? I just, potty mouth, sorry. I'm really, I want to go take a walk. I want to go run freaking miles and miles. I want to just take off out of this neighborhood and run as fast, as long, and as hard as I can. I don't care if I fall down. I don't care if I get hit. That's how bad I want to get out of here. And I can't, because why? I've got neuropathy. So I'm forced to sit in my stinking stew and stew. And it's uncomfortable. You know, because I'm like a, you know, my maker made me as like a protocol of freaking love. He didn't, you know, I would like the love for people, right? And I just don't get, why would you just hurt someone so bad their whole life if that's all they did was tell the truth and love? Really. Honest to God, I've never even seen a freaking porn. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a virgin, but I'm not, you know, I'm not worldly. I guess I should put it in classy like that. I guess I shouldn't, you know. But, I just don't have anything in life, and I'm going through some heavy hitter stuff. Again, I already told you that story. Oh, what else do you guys want to know about? Ask me, tell me, throw me a riddle, I'll take it, if you can.